This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature for over 24 years on WEMU. Now, this year, we've had a particularly wet spring and early summer, and that's led to more bugs. In particular, it means more mosquitoes. There's also been a recent increase in the tick population in Washtenaw County. Both of these insects have the potential to give you some pretty serious afflictions, and that's why health officials in Michigan and here in our county are monitoring and tracking these bugs. My guest this morning is Kristen Schwayoffer, and Kristen is the Environmental Health Director at the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
The Health Department is participating in what is called the Vector-Borne Disease Surveillance and Prevention Program this summer. What specific information are we trying to learn?
Well, this program is allowing us to take a look at what types of mosquitoes and ticks are in our local community by going out and doing some trapping and some active surveillance work.
How are these monitoring stations set up?
Well, for the mosquitoes, we have small traps that involve screens, a lure that is scented to be like humans to attract the mosquitoes to them, a fan to trap the mosquitoes into the net area, as well as dry ice to also mimic some human breathing carbon dioxide out. We have those set up in various locations around the county. We go out, collect them, come back, use a microscope to identify the species of mosquito after they're dead, and our goal is to try and find if there are any mosquitoes that may carry the Zika virus, and those are the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus mosquito.
Are those species known to have been in the state of Michigan or here in Washtenaw County up to this point?
They have not been found in Washtenaw County to this point, but they were found a few years back in Wayne County, Michigan.
Close enough.
And we know that they were kind of transported to Wayne County from Ohio, which is where the northernmost area where they're typically found. Given that we're a southern tier community in Michigan, we want to make sure we know whether or not these mosquitoes are present in our community.
And how do you trap the ticks? Is that a different process?
The ticks are a different process. So we actually take a cloth, a white kind of cloth, and drag it through different areas. And as people who've been in natural areas know, ticks seem to do a great job of finding us.
Right.
So they find the cloth, and then we take them off the cloth, again, identify them to determine the species, whether the black-legged or deer ticks or dog ticks or the other types of ticks we might find. And then if they are deer ticks, we can send them to the state and then to the CDC for testing for Lyme disease.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Environmental Health Director Kristen Schwayoffer. And you've mentioned the different kinds of species in both mosquitoes and in ticks. Do we know how many different species there are for these insects?
Oh, well, for mosquitoes alone, there's hundreds. And unfortunately, many of them are found in our state. So there's a lot of what we consider nuisance mosquitoes. But different mosquitoes do carry different illnesses. So, for example, the mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus, which are the Culex species, are not the same mosquitoes that would carry the Zika virus, which are Aedes mosquitoes.
For the layperson, there's probably no good way to tell what species we're dealing with in our neighborhoods or around our house, right?
No. Again, we typically look at a microscope and look at very defining features, but oftentimes you're not able to tell that just by a mosquito landing or with the naked eye. So again, most mosquitoes, we want to avoid all mosquito bites. Not only are they a nuisance, but we know that they can carry illnesses. So we're encouraging people to fight the bite by doing, by doing various things like staying indoors when mosquitoes are most present, which is at dusk and at dawn. Also wearing long sleeve clothing or using an insect repellent. And other things to avoid are having containers that allow mosquitoes to breed near your house. So that might be flower pots or other small pools of water that can collect, especially with all the rain we've been having. Empty those out so that they're not a breeding ground for more mosquitoes.
Now, I know that DEET is probably the most effective manner in protecting ourselves from mosquitoes. However, DEET is not really good for children. So is there an alternative remedy for that?
You know, again, you can certainly check with the label instructions. Some very young children may not want to use DEET, but if used properly, DEET can be used safely in most situations.
Once again, we're talking with Environmental Health Director Kristen Schwayoffer from Washtenaw County on issues of the environment here on 89.1 WEMU. Really, what this surveillance program is all about is protecting ourselves or at least identifying emerging diseases. We've had years where West Nile virus has hit this area very hard, but that hasn't been the case over the past few summers anyway. So do we have a way to attribute why we've seen a decline in infections?
West Nile virus, when it first emerged in the United States, really worked its way kind of from New York, you know, and then west. And we've seen peaks and valleys as far as terms of human cases. And some of that is going to be because we probably have a lot of people who got West Nile virus and may now be immune to it. Maybe they weren't very sick or never got diagnosed. That's certainly possible. The other thing that certainly the mosquito population ebbs and wanes with is the weather patterns. And we've had a very wet spring.
Right.
But we're now reaching the peak West Nile virus mosquito period, which is hot, dry weather. They like to be in stagnant pools, especially in more urban environments.
Now, as bad as West Nile virus is, we know that Zika virus is probably considered much worse, right?
I would say so. Again, in terms of long-term effects and some of the impacts to unborn children, Zika virus certainly has some more concerning items around it. But West
right.
Nile can be serious, and Michigan often sees cases and deaths associated with West Nile virus as well.
It doesn't get more serious than that. When it comes to the Zika virus, it's never been contracted in Washtenaw County. Is it just a matter of time?
Well, again, if you're following climate change patterns, mosquitoes can start to move further north as our climate warms up. It's certainly a possibility, and that's part of why we're doing this surveillance program, is to determine if we have a population and then if it becomes endemic here.
I believe it was 2016 we learned of the first case of Lyme disease known to have been contracted in the borders of Washtenaw County. Now that that's here, do we expect to see an increase as well?
Unfortunately, I think so. Our public health team certainly does surveillance and follows up on all cases of Lyme disease reported in county residents and to determine whether or not they may have been exposed in Washtenaw County or elsewhere, as people certainly travel a lot this time of year. And we are seeing more and more cases where we don't necessarily have an outside exposure, which is another reason that the tick program is important, to try and find these ticks and determine whether or not they are positive for Lyme disease. Certainly not all ticks are.
Right.
So just by having a tick on you doesn't mean you're going to contract Lyme. We recommend that you do a full tick check from tip to toe, making sure that you're checking all the nooks and crannies, and then removing ticks if you find them quickly using tweezers. And those ticks can then also be identified by the state or even our staff to determine whether or not they are the deer tick or the black-legged tick that may carry Lyme.
Now, this is a state program that Washtenaw County is participating in. What other counties are participating?
You know, I don't have the full list of counties, but I know that if you go to the Emerging Diseases website through the state of Michigan, you can find out some of that information.
Why would not all counties participate?
Unfortunately, it just comes down to a staffing level. We were fortunate enough to have permanent staff who were interested in doing this, as well as some interns who were willing to be trained and go out and slog through ticks and mosquitoes all summer. That's not a very attractive internship to everybody.
Yeah, you can't pay me enough for that.
Yeah, but, you know, again, all in the name of greater public health good, we're able to do these surveillance programs.
So from the health department perspective, how is the information that's gathered in the surveillance and monitoring program this summer going to be used to help prevent emerging diseases or better deal with them?
All of our information is rolled up to the state, and then they provide a statewide perspective of how many ticks are being submitted, what types of ticks they are, how many ticks might have tested positive for Lyme disease, and similar with mosquitoes, what's being found, what time of year is being found, and able to provide a better picture. And that is also rolled up to the CDC. So again, it's helping to create a network rather than just a patchwork of information to better understand where these different bugs are and at what times of year.
Well, hopefully we will not have occasion to talk about the discovery of anything nefarious over the course of the summer, but if that should come up, let's talk again and make the public aware.
Absolutely. And we'll certainly do a press release and let people know if we find anything interesting. Here's hoping that it's a quiet summer.
From right with you. Thank you so much, Kristen.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
That is Kristen Schwayoffer, the Environmental Health Director at the Washtenaw County Health Department and our guest for Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and heard each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.